Beschuss Maronnen, Barabonnen, Chabrin, Majesty, Gloria Taylor, distinguished Barabonnen, dear friends. As you heard, in Rab Chaim did such a beautiful job in conveying to us the gravity of the message which is the theme of tonight's session. Yisroel Hashem Kho Esper. How to promote Kvod Shemayim. How to prevent Chilul Hashem. In our times, it's a painful subject. But before we address some of these difficult and fundamental issues, in the spirit of Poisim B'Chvei Rachsanyeh, I'd like to first take note of the new Hesiris in the Tzibur of Agudas Yisrael. Our bonding together, the way our Chaverim L'Deya have recommitted themselves to the Chayim, to the purpose, under the banner of Agudas Yisrael, under the splendid leadership of our beloved Rav Chaim Berlitz Ribel. This gives us all chizuk and an inspiration to carry this Yisraelis Atshe Techpots to a program of Kvod Shemayim and Ma'asim Tovim. And I'd like to take this opportunity to personally wish Chaim Berlitz Baruch HaMaruba and continue Hatzlocha in the task and leadership that he so graciously assumed. May he and all his devoted co-workers and all of us together to be ma'avak for Shemayim, to be ma'avak for Yisrael Sova, and serve as a luminary torch in this frightful and uneasy period. To the theme of the session this evening, that is the Holy Sign. Rav Chaim od Mishnares kegam v'dahal v'droshe. And he did it so beautifully. It's not so easy to be divisive on the scope and on the depth of the spoken and unspoken message that he delivered. He mentioned the Gemara, the capital Yishayah, and the Pesuk in Yishayah, capital Memtes, Ayemoli Abdi Otto Yisrael Hashem Bechol Espoel, which the Gemara takes as the culmination of a Yid who lives nobly. He's righteous in his obligations, Ben Adam Mamokim, Ben Adam Mechabeloi, his Midas are pure. He commits generous deeds, and people say about him, Kamenoim Brochov, Kamenoimazov. He's the epitome of an Erlacher Yid of Al-Gibim. Rabbeisai, if Yishayah Novi's mandate is the subject of the convention tonight, isn't it perhaps because we might not have been living up to exactly what this mandate implies? Yes, we might not have been living up to it. Isn't it perhaps because we ought to make some chet malefesh at this time, to engage in some serious thinking and look into ourselves and be honest with ourselves about the state of affairs wherein Sai as a community and as individual Yidin. Rabbi Sai, we've been hit with a serious depression, a recession you may call it. Hundreds of Jewish families who enjoyed adequate panosa are now without panosa. The most disadvantaged are suffering because people cannot pay their tuitions. But beyond that, the statistics show that there's a definite increase in Jewish misfortune that we are witness to. Sudden illnesses, unexpected tragedies, difficulties with children, begashmias, beruchnias, and some tzoros that are afflicting so many Jewish families more and more. Is it not now the time to take inventory of our lives? To live introspectively, to engage in Tikkun HaMa'aseh v'HaMidos, and above all, to decide to live with the Ribono Shel Olam every moment of the day, to bring the Ribono Shel Olam into our daily actions, into our personal decisions, into our business dealings, into our Be'ezrat HaChaverim, and to all the practices where we sometimes forget to have the sense of the presence of the Shekhinah in us when we make decisions, when we make the wrong decisions. I must say that I feel a great deal of conflict having to do a cause to discuss this difficult subject of Chilul Hashem. Because and to articulate Jewish wrongdoing is not exactly in the Pamani Shomala. But if some shofar is needed to describe the Eish Tzoda that we're in, if I have to blow that shofar, I have to break it. As in the Pasach, but when you sort of afflict a tzibur, when things go wrong, when we're not exactly happy about the state of affairs we're in, then we look to our Chazal, we look to the Tanakh Teisha, we look to the Rishonim to give us a guide as to how to think. And Rabbi Yonah writes at the beginning of Sha'ar HaSheni in Sha'ar HaTshuva, "Kasher timtzeinu le'ish tzoros yoshev al libei v'yomer ein zeh ki yemdechocha u'ma'alola asher osu ein Eloi v'chatov oilu v'nafshoi." He must accept responsibility and point to himself as an individual, and then the same thing is true as a community. Kim Yishanema, and he quotes the Pasuk in Chumash, "Tamagishay tum tzaru rois rabbi b'tzores, v'oma v'yema hu halvi al kiyin ol kai b'kir mi, b'tzor ni yavo yisrael." And we must therefore use the Torah guideline to ascribe tzores and misfortune in our own midst to our own shortcomings. Otherwise, continues Rabbi Yonah, and he's marah on the subject. And he goes on later to say, "Im lo yeda, v'lo yisbayon, ki atlois mitzavu mitnei chatov, kasher yema, kasher yim hu aplishtim, nishpul alef, ki lo yodei no kabonu, mikau hayalanu." Things went wrong by chance, by natural phenomena, by coincidence, as tough as the Alatsoris, for one reason or another. But not because there's something wrong with ourselves. If one ascribes misfortune to Mikveh, the chance that he is guilty of a halakha mini bekeri, taking the tefecha, by saying it's all Mikveh, you deny the hashkocha yoina in your life. And chalila b'chalila, the tzavas keep growing, as the pasuk says over there, Sheba al-Chatisaychem. My dear friends, Zayit Mimoichel, I ask Mechila, Mekol HaKol HaKodesh HaZeh, as Asher Yesh Lipoim, as Asher Einenu Pei. I do not mean to point a finger at anyone. Far be it from me. We know it's a mitzvah for the Melach Tzus on people at every occasion, in every situation. But the fact is, and it's an undeniable mitzvah, that past events and recent events and current events have produced a heavy cloud in our tzibur, a cloud called Chilul Hashem. And we cannot sweep this under the carpet. All of a sudden that we do in Big Yechelim and Hatzolah, and there are so many mass in Taidim that even the Gagin in Achzolah's Taidim, Matnes Adim, it's a long list. Yet all these cannot disperse the clouds of Chilul Hashem that hang over us. And as the Mishnah says, Echad Shoygeiv, Echad Meizid, B'Chilul Hashem. It's terrifying. If one commits Chilul Hashem, Afilu B'Shoygeiv, he is culpable, sometimes the Mishnah and others. And it's fine the mental. And let's not forget, anyone familiar with Hilchos Teshuva and the Arbuach Elukei Kapara knows that Chilul Hashem is the most grave of all transgressions. I'm using the English word. It requires an awesome kapara. This is how the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Tzadik HaKadosh, looks at the Oven of Chilul Hashem. And yet, I'm sorry to say, we read about it, we hear about it, but we're all too oblivious about it. We ascribe it to Reuben, to Shimon, to Levi, but we fail to realize that the calamity of Chilul Hashem hangs over the entire community of Jews, especially from Jews. It's not something that we can afford to ignore anymore. The government, the media, the blogs seem to relish in exposing illegal behavior with a knetch of Jewish identity. And that the Seder Rabbim, the Orthodox community, occupies a prominent role in these exposés. Our entire society is being indicted as a group of greedy wheeler dealers ready to cover up immorality, callously violating the laws of the land, and impervious to the dictates of ethics. Azay Kickman offense. Again, however false this may be, and it is a totally false and cruel picture of our beautiful tzibur, but it's a fact that people believe it. Goyim yidin. And if that is the mitzvah, then it creates Chilul Hashem. And Chilul Hashem is an appalling kitzvah klapi shmaya. Echad shoygeiv, the echad meizid, the Chilul Hashem. And we must therefore confront it. We must deal with it. We must portray through our public and private behavior, Ki am kodesh adol Hashem alekecha. And this is related directly to Barsisa Ayoshev HaToyim, Be'eni Hashem alekecha. Again, we turn to Rabbeinu Yehuda for guidance. He writes in the Shaar HaRishon and the Ikar Yitzayim that one is able to mitigate the blot of Shalom Hashem by promoting the values of emes, truth, behavior that creates Kiddush Hashem. If you study that Ikar in Shaar HaRishon, and he repeats the same thing in the Shaar HaRishon, you become uplifted, inspired. There's a way to erase this blot. There's a way. Brother Kenneth Ackerman from Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yonin joins us to live with the precepts of truth, thus creating Kiddush and Shemayim. Not dying on Kiddush Hashem, but motivating life with Kiddush Hashem. And thereby atoning for whatever Chilul Hashem may have occurred. The reason for this is quite simple. The Mefarshim explain that the word Chilul means creating a chilul, a void in Kvod Shemayim. Thus, Kiddush Hashem fills that void and expiates the chilul. It refills the vacuum, the void. And that's the proper tshuva for Chilul Hashem, as is directly applied in the Pasuk of Chumash. V'lo yisachalu Hashem kodshi, v'niktachti v'sayet bnei Yisrael. Rabbein Yonah talks about upholding the value of emes. The truth is, that emes is a sacred virtue in itself, aside from the Kiddush Hashem that it promotes. The Rambam extols the faith of the Ahava, one who lives the Shemayim, as an Eiser of emes, Mipnei Shehu emes, one who does what's right because it's right, without any other fishbainus, to be an Eiser of emes, Mipnei Shehu emes. Yes, our mistakes are many. Life is fraught with many pitfalls. But if a person can, at the end of the day, or at the end of his life, honestly testify to himself, I tried to do what's right because it was right. I think that you'll agree that this is a supreme motivation. So that the cleansing ourselves from Chilul Hashem requires firstly a chizuk in our emunah and living at all times with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the basis. That's the fundamental ideal in which we have to live. To feel Kaviyochla's presence in all our actions and being guided by an ongoing commitment to the idea that the ways and the laws of Torah are emes, they are right, and one does what is right because it is right. The other, Torah's emes is the ultimate barometer of moral truth. This is the sum erah, getting away from Chilul Hashem, by living with the truth, with old-fashioned, real Yiras Shemayim, and it will naturally lead to the Asay Toiv of Kiddush Hashem. Shetei Shem Shemayim Mis'ahiv An Yedecha. As the Gemara there says, Chayre V'Shayim M'Shamit Tamid Ha'Komim Dibore B'Nachas M'Abiyas Masoyim Atoli B'Emuna. The Gemara that Chaim mentioned in Sef Diyumim. A person follows the Derech Ha'Emes, which is the Derech Hashem, and Ma'abiyas Ayim V'Solov. Gebetzt ist der Tate, was in der Lehren Teure. Gebetzt ist ein Herr, was in der Lehren Teure. Das ist ein Lied, mit welchem der Rabbani Shalom kann ich erzählen. About this person, can I tell you to say, I am the Abdi Gotta, he is my servant. He's Paul Hashem before his father. To be glorified, but to be proud of at the same time. Hashem is brought as glorified, because he's proud of us as Jews. We follow the Derech Hashem. and we must meet Abayse at this time. It's a crucial decision for us. I don't think anyone has to take lightly what has happened. And as I mentioned before, past events, recent events, and current events that are hovering over us at this time. And they all add up to, unfortunately, the Chilul Hashem, the lack of Kriyat Shemayim. And we have to get beyond this kitzur, and we have to fill the void, and we have to be misaching it with Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. Shetei Shem Shemayim Mishayim Vayodecha can be done every day by every person who takes a moment of time to think, what can I do to become a symbol of Kvod Shemayim? Is there anything that I can improve my behavior with that will reflect Kvod Shemayim in the Bria? The community, all the things we've been doing that you saw before, that Agudas Yisrael does, that people do betzibah, are examples of Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, the concern for other people, this Ibbik Gegzah, Anoch Hayid. And each one of us in his own private life can look for ways to promote Kvod Shemayim. I've told the following story many times, but it's such a vivid and instructive example, it bears repeating. Anelech Yingaman took a cab one day to a certain place that he had to get to, and his destination was in Manhattan in the middle of a long block. But he asked the cab driver, "Let me off at the intersection, a half block before I have to get off. I'll walk that extra half a block so I can pick up another passenger and not have to drive around. You can get another passenger immediately. And I'll walk the extra half a block." The Puerto Rican cab driver turned around and said, "Now I know why the Jews are a godly people." Let me cite another example. A young man, with a bold, a ben teira, he looks a little like a clay kodesh, sits on a subway, in a subway car, and you know these schleppers, these beggars, these tramps, come around with tin cans asking for charity. They're non-Jewish. And most of the people in that subway car are non-Jewish. And most people don't bother with them. It comes around begging, nobody puts anything into that tin can. But this thing a man thinks to himself, "I'm going to put a nickel or a dime or whatever it is into that tin can." And the reason why he does it is because, yes, the people should see that an Orthodox Jew cares about the poor. The goyim zon zayin, as agid as agoyim ol chesed. This is the Gemara. The Yerushalmi, Yabor Chalakei Shiva Ben Shabbat. The Lashon Yerushalmi is a little different, but Chazal relate to us that Shiva Ben Shabbat bought an animal from a non-Jew, and that non-Jew had lost a pearl and was found in the animal. And al-Pidin, he was allowed to keep it. And Shimon ben Shabbat decided to give it back. The Talmidim asked him why.
I'll be did it's yours. So he answered, now quote the Lushan of Yerushalmi, Ma Adam Savlin, Shimon Ben Shadrach, Baba Ben Hadr. You can have some altavim of guilt. Boy, have a Shimon Ben Shadrach Mashma, Shimon Ben Shadrach wanted to hear, B'bich Erekoi Yehudoi, Me'agat Kol Alma Hadayim. It was worth it to me to hear that guy say, Boach Erekoi Yisrael, Boach Erekoi Shimon Ben Shadrach, more than all the goods in the world, more than the entire Sarab of the Mazer. He was elated, Shimon Ben Shadrach, to have been presented with an opportunity of Kiddush Hashem, of being Mabek for Shemayim. We have to live up to this challenge, to this mandate. There are innumerable examples of how people in their daily lives, aside from being nizhar and not committing acts that can bring about Chilul Hashem, that were discussed earlier, the kinds of things that Chaim Leshner has talked about. But in order to be misaken that cloud of Chilul Hashem that hangs upon us, in order to remove the category that hangs upon some Jews and Jews everywhere, we need a massive effort on the part of all of us to create acts of Kiddush Hashem, and it can be done. It can be done. Examples on end can be given. And if one talks about a community being Mekayim, Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, and helping others, I'm a very strong Agudist. And I was so proud to see all the activities in which Agudist Yisrael engages. And if truly Ma'aseh Tovim of Kiddush Hashem, in so many areas, it brought out the concern that one has for another. But as a true Agudist, I'm also proud, as I've said many times, that Agudist Yisrael is a kleishodus to bring ideas into the client's world that are then taken by many other Jews, even if they're not card-carrying members of Agudist Yisrael. And this has happened during this past year or two in a most beautiful way that people don't begin to realize. As a result of the recession, and so many hundreds of people lost jobs, lost farm losses, and most of them didn't have any money to pay the grocer or the baker, on the Chidin Tzamikumen at this convention, was it a year ago or 2 years ago, the convention issued, and formed the Emergency Commerce Initiative. And this effort was joined by so many others. The Shem Shemayim to help in the Klal Yisrael. And they placed already 123 people in very well-paying jobs. And I'm reading from the figures that each job averages, Mr. Kassar, but $52,000 a year. In November alone, $36,000 was distributed to 36 families, but this goes back every month, totaling more than $250,000 in money that was given out as Stammstocke. 14 loans are awarded to people to be able to help them set up a business. and it's all done so professionally, and it's all done with such Abbas Yisrael, I'm happy to say that this is an example of an Awad Sibyl. And I'm happy to say that like with this, that the Aguda can take credit for it, even though it's not an Abbas Yisrael project. It encompasses many, many other Jews, many people who are involved in helping people regain their parnassus. An example of Kiddush and Shemayim that a tzibur can do. Rabbeisai, we have a double challenge. We must be careful and avoid any situation that even remotely can lead to Chilul Hashem. We must run from it like from the plague, but we also must fill our lives and fill the void that exists from Chilul Hashem with acts of Kiddush Hashem, the Yachid of the Tzibur. This is now an overriding imperative for all of us. May Hashem Yisbarach accept our willingness to be ma'avek for Shemayim, that we all be zecher, everyone, young and old, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to us as Avdi Yoto, Yisrael Hashem before us all.